This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A full jury, 12 jurors and three alternates, was seated Tuesday in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis, Minnesota officer accused in the police custody death of George Floyd last May that generated protests around the world. Opening arguments in the case are set to begin next Monday. Testimony in the high-profile, racially charged case could last a month. The 45-year-old Chauvin, who is white, has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter charges in the death of Floyd, who was black. If convicted, Chauvin could face years in prison. Chauvin says he was following police training in arresting Floyd by pinning him to a city street by keeping his knee on Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. A shopkeeper had accused Floyd of passing a counterfeit $20 bill. Floyd died in police custody after gasping that he could not breathe. Chauvin's defense attorney is expected to claim that Floyd died from underlying medical conditions, not because of the way in which he was arrested. Following Floyd's death, street protests against police treatment of minorities erupted in numerous U.S. cities and elsewhere throughout the world. Some of those protests turned violent. The city of Minneapolis agreed recently to pay Floyd's relatives $27 million in damages to settle their claims of abuse in the case. North Korea fired at least two short-range missiles several days ago, according to multiple reports, in what would be Pyongyang's first launches in about a year. The Washington Post first reported the launches late Tuesday, saying multiple short-range missiles were launched last weekend, but providing no other details. Several other media outlets confirmed the report, citing anonymous sources. VOA News. Myanmar's military junta on Tuesday accused the leaders of the ongoing nationwide protests of arson and inciting violence and sought to justify last month's coup by repeating accusations of fraud against deposed de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The comments come a day after the United States and European Union imposed new sanctions against the military leaders for their February 1st coup and the subsequent crackdown on the protesters against it. At a lengthy news conference Tuesday, the military presented displays of seized homemade weapons and videos of street battles to argue that the demonstrators are violent and that efforts to stop them are justified. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners activist group says it can verify at least 261 people have been killed by Myanmar security forces, but the total is likely much higher. It also reports from its Twitter account, 2,682 people have been arrested, charged, or sentenced, and 2,302 are still in detention or have outstanding warrants. The detained leader of Myanmar's democratic government is due in court Wednesday as the aftermath of the February 1st military coup continues to rock the southeastern Asian country. Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of the National League for Democracy, faces at least four criminal charges, with the possibility of more yet to come, according to her lawyer. Suu Kyi's lawyer has been denied permission to see his client. He told VOA that each of the charges against her carries a prison sentence of up to 3 years. A bomb explosion in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province Tuesday killed at least four people and wounded 13 others. Police said the explosive device was hidden in a motorcycle parked near an office of the Levies paramilitary force in Shaman, a remote Pakistani town near the Afghan border. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the deadly bombing. Rescue workers and police say the attack harmed mostly civilians. The UN's top diplomat in Afghanistan sought to lower expectations of a quick peace deal between the Afghan government and the Taliban, saying Tuesday that peace is possible, but it won't come immediately because genuine and profound differences exist between the two sides. Peace negotiations began last September in the capital of Qatar. The diplomat, Deborah Lyons, told the UN Security Council that progress has slowed recently. Several countries have tried to reinvigorate that peace process. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.